Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on Friday, August 12th, 2022. Danny's vacation continues. I'm solo with you at Nationals Park, left field concourse, outside of sections 106 and 107. Looking forward to what is going to be a packed ballpark tonight. The Nats, I was told, are expecting upwards of 30,000 to 35,000 fans for this ballgame. In fact, for the next week over this homestand, they're expecting some of their biggest turnouts of the summer and certainly their biggest turnouts probably for the remainder of this year as Juan Soto and Josh Bell come home. Hopefully you invited your date to the dance, you got your dress shirt ironed, you picked out your tie. It's homecoming, baby, at Nationals Park. There's a band warming up we were just listening to. They're going to crank it up at 5 o'clock, right around when the center field gates open. So there's going to be a good vibe, good environment in the ballpark tonight. Very, very emotional, bittersweet day for Nationals fans. The timing couldn't be worse for the record with the Soto-Bell return, because I think collectively we are just now starting to get over the fact that Juan Soto was traded. Just my own judgment based on seeing social media and personal interactions, I think people are just starting to get used to this idea that Soto is not here anymore. And then tonight you turn on the TV, you listen to Charlie and Dave on the radio, you come out to the ballpark and you see him in his San Diego Padres jersey. And it's not just tonight or tomorrow or this three-game series. They go to San Diego shortly after this. In fact, the Nationals will be playing Juan Soto and Josh Bell seven times in the next 10 days. Think about that. We've talked already about how historically significant the trade was, because no one at 23 who was an All-Star has ever been traded in the season after being an All-Star and playing in the All-Star game. Deals like this for players of Soto's talent just don't happen, and this one did. And it's even crazier than that you just traded him, because the idea was, we'll get him out of here to the West Coast. Send him as far away as possible so that they play at 10:05 and I'm going to bed when he hits his home runs. Except that seven times in the next 10 days, starting right here in our house at Nats Park, the house that Juan Soto refurbished, so to speak, where he guided the Nationals to the 2019 World Series. You're playing this guy seven times in 10 days. You can't write this script. Sports are weird, man. They just are. Big show for you today. I got Joe Theismann stopping by at 3 o'clock, 55 minutes for now. For many, many years, Joe Theismann was the analyst for pregame football here in D.C. anytime the Redskins or the football team played an exhibition game. This weekend will mark the first time that I can remember that he won't be on the call. Doc Walker will be in the booth with Kenny Albert. So we'll talk to Joe about that and also his thoughts on Carson Wentz's camp to this point and the year ahead for the Commanders. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joins me at 4:30 today. We'll go around the NFL with him, but I want to ask Florio about an exchange he had today on social media with the president of the Washington Commanders, Jason Wright, which is where we will begin the show. Odd that I would have a media member on to talk about a back and forth with a team executive on social media, because, well, that doesn't really happen that often. But it happened here, and it happened today on the eve of a brand new era, with the Commanders playing their first ever game as a outfit. Organizationally, fresh coat of paint, new name, new team, new look, new jerseys, who dis? And today, I had a rundown planned. It was going to be 4 hours interchangeably, 4.5 hours, I'm with you till 6:30, of preseason stuff, game content, looking ahead to actual football activity, and the return of Juan Soto. And instead, we're going to start by talking about Jason Wright, the team president, making comments about a media member on social media. Not what I want to do, but this is the gig, right? This is the story in DC sports today. So where do we begin? I think the most instructive thing to do is to let you guys hear an interview clip that Scott Abraham of Channel 7, who we've had on the show a bunch, he's a regular on our Beltway Blitz. He was interviewing Carson Wentz out in Ashburn. He sat down with the starting quarterback, and he conducted what was about an 11-minute interview with Wentz. And there was about a 45-second or so, maybe a little longer, part of the interview that has drawn a lot of critiques and ire and conversation. So I just want to let you hear it so you can kind of make up your own minds on what you're hearing first before we get into what Jason Wright said and what has happened as this story has taken on a life of its own today. So this is Channel 7's audio of Scott's interview with Carson Wentz.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level, to be a part of something special here with this team. And so I don't put all that pressure on myself. I don't put, you know, people can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
All right, so that's the exchange, and that's part of a much larger interview. You can hear the entire thing, I believe, on Channel 7's website. Scott posted today, and I asked Scott to come on, and I don't know that we're going to catch up with him today. Same with Jason Wright. Asked him if he wanted to come on to discuss this, and it doesn't seem like that's going to happen either. And I understand both parties and whether or not they're able to make themselves available here, but we're going to talk about it with or without their presence, and so let's get into it. So that exchange happens, and I saw it last night, and my first thought was, well, wow, Scott Abraham certainly wasn't pulling any punches. What I did not expect and what happened today was Jason Wright, the president of the Washington Commanders, tweeting that video out and saying, quote, "Thankfully, Carson demonstrated grace and class in response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys." And then he tagged Scott Abraham in that tweet, at @Scott7News. And that was the end of Jason Wright's tweet. Now, Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, who's going to join us at 4:30, subsequently saw that tweet and commented that this is an issue in the league right now because there are so many team-run media entities that when you get some tough love, when you get some divisive or angry or negative questions, that you react by talking about restricting access, and you react as frustrated as Jason Wright clearly was. And then he had an exchange we could get into later with Mike Florio. But that, just setting the table here so we can sit down and eat. Now, we've got our fork and our knife and our napkin and our plate. That's what happened, right? You heard the interview, what Scott asked Carson Wentz, and you just heard, without any additional information, what Jason Wright tweeted. "Thankfully, Carson demonstrated grace and class in response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access, and good luck building rapport with the guys." And then he tagged him in the tweet. So let's start with the interview itself before we get to Jason Wright's comments, chronologically here in order. The two questions that he asked in that interview were absolutely fair questions. I think anyone who says otherwise is incorrect. It is totally fair if you're sitting down with Carson Wentz after 2 weeks of training camp to ask him if the characterization that he has been inaccurate and that he has been inconsistent so far is fair. You're giving him a chance to say, hey, this is practice, guys. I'm going to miss some throws. I'm working on some things. I'm adding. I'm subtracting. I'm tinkering. I'm learning in offense. You didn't say, hey, you've really sunk in training camp so far. You said, people are saying you're consistently inconsistent. You've been inaccurate. Is that fair? That question is reasonable. I would tell you that the tone, the tact, and to be candid, I spoke with Scott briefly today, and I told him as much. Like, watching the video, I wouldn't have wanted to ask the question the exact same way, and I would be willing to bet. Scott didn't say this to me. I didn't ask him this. I'd be willing to bet if he had it to do over again, he might do it a little bit differently. But I think the question itself is a fine question. Even the next question, which I think they're probably more annoyed by, when he said the Colts didn't want you, the Eagles didn't want you, I think that question was 100% reasonable. In fact, Carson Wentz has been asked the question probably 15 times since he got here. Worded differently, maybe, toned differently. It started at his initial press conference. This is the reality of this player. This is the entire story about Carson Wentz right now. The Eagles gave up on him. The Colts gave up on him. Washington has done the opposite, and they have basically adopted him and taken him in. Is this your last shot to get this right? If I was having Carson Wentz on today, okay, which will not be happening because we're not a local TV affiliate, so we don't get access to Carson Wentz. But if I was having Carson Wentz on today, I would need to ask him those two questions in some way during my 15 minutes with him to feel like I did an interview that is fair to you guys. How could I possibly have him on right now and not ask him about his inaccuracies or some of the negative reports at camp? Even if it's, hey, do you hear that stuff? What do you think about it? How could I not ask him about the importance of this opportunity and whether or not, if this goes poorly, are you out of a gig moving forward as a starter? Maybe not in those words. So, again, the questions, I think, were reasonable. There are unfair things that should be avoided. Talking about someone's family, asking him about his religious beliefs, you know, prying into certain things in his background. I don't even know what they would be, but I would sit here and I would tell you, Scott or anybody else, whether I know them or I don't, that's not right. That's not the forum for that. These are football questions that are relevant to the player. Again, I'm not defending the tone or the tact necessarily. It didn't come out probably as smoothly as Scott would have preferred. And I would have to imagine if he had it to do over again, it would sound a little bit different. When you talk for a living, when you do interviews for a living, things come out wrong sometimes. I talk for 4.5 hours a day. Do you know how many times I wish I would have worded something differently or said something a little bit differently? And I'm talking live in real time. I don't get to filter everything and process it and go through it like a football team does when they issue a statement that's weeks in the making. I'm writing 80 columns a day, one segment at a time, every couple of minutes. It's not always clean and smooth. So was Scott's delivery ideal? No. Would I have been completely comfortable watching it back if that was me saying, my tone there, I don't dig that? I wouldn't have felt great about it. The idea that those two questions were not fair is incorrect, in my opinion, categorically. And I would just add that people that don't talk for a living, don't have those natural conversational interviews that are filmed and recorded, may not have the appreciation always for the fact that sometimes things get clumsy. Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you take a picture of Sean Taylor's family in front of porta potties. It's not always perfect. So was the interview overly friendly or warm? No. It's not a crime to lack tact, though, right? I mean, it shouldn't be like this personal affront, in my opinion. Did Carson Wentz take issue with the questions? He didn't. Did he go to PR after and say, who the heck was that guy? I can't stand him. I never want to talk to him again. Not from what I've gathered. This thing's over. It's a question. It's an answer. And for the record, can I just say, Carson Wentz came off perfectly. What a wonderful exchange. And what a great couple of answers from Carson Wentz. I think he couldn't have done a better job answering those questions. It's a PR clinic. Hey, I don't really pay attention. I have no idea people are saying that. He even joked and said, hey, thanks for letting me know. I didn't know people were saying I was stinking up the joint. I thought that was a great answer. It was very human and endearing. And this was a win for the Commanders as far as I'm concerned. Just take your W and go on. PR staff, nominated, legit, they're good. I know some of those people. They're sharp at what they do. They're nominated for an award this year with three other PR staffs, the Pete Rozelle Award, because they prepare players well for moments like this. And they, speaking of access, which we'll get into, they do a good job getting people time with the folks they need to get to talk to cover the team. They should have taken a bow. Like, this was a win for the team. Tough questions asked in a somewhat awkward way, perhaps. Not a crime. Not a problem. It's TV. There is a theater to it, right? Player crushed it. That's the story. That's the lead. And that could have been the takeaway. In fact, if Jason Wright really wanted to make it known, or anyone with the Commanders really wanted to make it known, that they wanted to defend Carson Wentz and stick up for him, or that they didn't like the line of questioning, you could have just posted the video and said, check out how our quarterback handles himself. How smooth is this guy? You could have just made it a positive. And this is something I don't always do, and I need to get better at. 100%, I'm leveling with you guys. Sometimes I go back at people, and I could have just taken the high road and made it clear, positively endorsing part of the conversation rather than indicting the part I didn't like. And that would have been the perfect response if you've got to respond publicly, which I think you should have never done, which we'll get into in a minute. But you could have just left it at, how great was Carson Wentz under pressure here? Or if you really want to tweet about this so that everyone sees the video, you could say, I hope Carson Wentz handles pressure in games like he has our talented media. You know, or don't even be positive if you don't want to be. It doesn't sound like you want to be. Our tough media, our media. You don't have to editorialize. Boom, done. Not a story. But that's not what happened, is it? See, preseason football starts tomorrow. We're not talking about the Panthers. We're not talking about Wentz throwing the football because of the response from Jason Wright, which I want to get into next. And if you guys want to start to line up to give me your thoughts on this exchange and you know what maybe this symbolizes in the bigger picture, or if you have an issue with it at all, maybe you're on Jason's side. That's perfectly okay, too. Maybe you think it was worth defending the player. You can call me at 800-636-1067. But we've gotten through the interview part of it. I've given you my takes on that. So now we'll get to Jason Wright's comments. And we'll do that next on Grant and Danny, live at Nationals Park on 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Home run answer for Carson Wentz there. Could not have handled himself better. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. No Danny today. Scott Abraham, Channel 7, interviewing Wentz. This has become a story not just because of the line of questioning, but really, more importantly, what was odd here was, you know, the fact that the team president addressed it so publicly and in such a annoyed, angry manner toward the reporter publicly on social media, so which I'm going to get into here in a moment on the Jason Wright side of things. So just to recap really quickly in 15 seconds, I thought the questions were 100% fair. I think those are absolutely relevant topics of conversation if you get limited time with Carson Wentz. Is it fair to say that you've struggled in camp? Ask it however you want to, ideally in a better way than it came out, maybe. I'm sure Scott would like to have something back as far as his tone. And then the other question, which is, hey, third team, 3 years, is this it? Is this the end of the road? I mean, these are real combos. Everyone's writing about, everyone's saying on TV, everyone's talking about on the radio. We get it. Didn't love the tone and would have probably done it a little bit differently in terms of how you ask questions. But, hey, you talk for a living. Sometimes things come out in ways that you don't love. So I'd be curious to ask Scott and hear from him and say, would you change anything? Would you do anything differently? Is that exactly how you wanted to say it? But I think we're focusing on the wrong thing if we're talking, frankly, about Channel 7's interview with Carson Wentz. Because essentially someone sped, let's say. If we agree just for the sake of the conversation that this interview could have been done a little bit differently or better and worded differently or better, and we'll call that a speeding violation. The story wasn't that someone sped. Speeding in and of itself happens all the time, whatever. The story was that the police officer didn't do what the normal police officer does. Normally, you get pulled over, license and registration, I hand you a ticket, and we move on. And that's not a news story. Speeding, ticket, see you in court on this day. Team presidents don't do this. They don't go on Twitter to call out and get angry at a reporter over an interview. They don't. There's not a precedent for that. Now, if you're cool with that or you think it's the new way of social media and it's awesome, let's reinvent what it means to be a team president, okay, that could be your take on this. No harm, no foul for you. I don't like handling things that way. That's not my idea of a good time. It's not what I want for the team that I care about. Because I prefer things to be handled privately and behind the scenes. It's very, very simple for me. Jason Wright has Scott Abraham's phone number. And if he doesn't, which I bet he does, he could get it real easily. He sees him all the time. He's at the park every day. You don't like the interview? Tell him. You want to tell him it was bad? Call him. You want to tell him you thought it was Bush League and he's out to get Carson Wentz or whatever it is that you think? Text him. Have a meeting in your office. You got a big office with a desk, I'm sure. That's presidential. That's how you handle this. To me, that's what I want out of the highest ranking officials in my organization. You don't publicly scrutinize him. You don't take it to social media to put him on blast. I mean, really, what is the best case scenario? When you do that, before you hit send and you think about that, when you say, is the juice worth the squeeze here, that you'll get some retweets and likes from people who have HTTC in their Twitter handle? Cool, I guess. I mean, maybe you'll get some favorites and rally, you know, some of the guys who are rocking burgundy and gold every day. Okay. I promise you, you could do more harm, as we've seen today, than good with a comment like that. Because heavy lies the crown, the role that you're in. Tomorrow is preseason game one. I can't stress that part of this enough. I quite literally have a rundown I could show you if you come by Nationals Park and say hello today that I sent out to the guys last night that was just a bunch of football stuff. That's all I want to talk about. What's Jahan Dotson going to look like? Who's going to play at tight end and who isn't? Who do you want to see? Bunch of football topics. We're not talking about those. It's the first ever game of the Commanders tomorrow. Quite literally. New season, new lids, new jersey. And this is a topic, not just here, but nationally. And you're sitting there going, well, you're talking about it. You're right. Because one of the reoccurring themes, if we're really trying to figure out the direction of this organization, is How much progress is being made? How much has the culture changed? Those types of things. And so occasionally you got to call some balls and strikes. This is one of those times where I kind of go, well, huh, I really like this guy, Jason Wright. I really genuinely like this dude. This is what the old guys that worked here would have done. Let Mitch Gershman scream at someone on Twitter, who used to be Dan Snyder's underling, who talked to me worse than any human being has ever talked to me in my entire life. Unequivocally, not close. Let him do this thing. You're here to not be him. You're here to do things differently, right? Before you hit send, what is the benefit? What is the drawback? Will this be a distraction to my goal? What is my goal? What is my priority here? To rally some fans to say the media is too negative and bash the media? You'll get plenty of people that take your side on that. You know, Marshawn Lynch unprofessionally decides not to do interviews and acts like the media is, you know, a bunch of bad guys. Everyone will high five, and that the 12s will all rally around him and hug him and buy his jersey. You can play to that crowd. That's easy enough to do. Handle this behind the scenes. Call this person. You have a working relationship. You're two grown adults. Talk. A lot of people took issue with the access part of his comment. I noticed Mike Florio was going to come on today at 4:30. Really drilled down on that. A lot of other folks in the media. Because when you start throwing that word around access, the idea is that you're restricting access. And I think that's, you know, it's dangerous, and media really takes that personally. I did not take his don't expect special access comment in the way that I think most people did, in that I didn't take this as if they're going to revoke his access. They're not going to do that. Jason Wright has no interest in having Scott Abraham not get a credential. I don't believe that for one second. Let's not overplay that. I think what he's saying is Carson Wentz didn't have to do that interview with you. We don't have to give local TV the quarterback. In most markets, by the way, the quarterback talks at the podium and then not again after that. To their credit, the Commander's PR staff makes Ron Rivera available more than pretty much any coach that I know. Ron Rivera will stop and talk to a dog on the street and just give him the game plan on Thursday if you ask him enough times. I mean, he is a really approachable, decent, nice guy, literally. And Carson Wentz, I think, in this case, is making himself accessible and available. Like, you're not getting a sit down with a quarterback in a lot of markets. There's a reason why, again, this PR staff is really well respected around the league now. And I think what Jason Wright was probably saying in terms of the access was, we don't have to let you sit down with the quarterback. I think Channel 4 has an agreement probably where they have to get access to certain people because there's an actual relationship with the team where they get to talk to a quarterback X amount of times. They get to talk to a coach. Like, that is an embedded working business relationship. To my knowledge, 7 doesn't have that. And so he's probably just saying, we don't have to let you talk to Carson Wentz like that. So that's what I took out of the access comment. I didn't think this was a, you're not going to get to come to the locker room. You're not going to get to talk to our guys. So I want to be fair about that. But I will say that my issue, which very few people seem to be talking about, as someone who's been on that beat and been out there every day for a 4-year period, and frankly, been out there for the better part of the last 20 years for camps and endeavors and in and out of the locker room, I think what bothered me most was this idea of good luck building a rapport with the guys. Because as someone who covers the team, there's essentially nothing worse that could happen than if players just stop interacting with you. And when a team president is kind of egging them on to do that, that really, really, to me, if I'm Scott, if I'm a media member, that's the one that hits me hardest, to be completely honest with you. So there's just very little about the comment that I liked. It's his account. I mean, he's a boss. He's a big boy. He can do what he wants. Doesn't matter what I think, really. I sit here 2 to 6:30, 4.5 hours. I get paid to call balls and strikes. To me, this one's off the plate. I'll call it a ball. But it's one of those times where I go, man, I like this person, and I think he's smart, and I think he's good, But I promise you this is the same type of crap that would have happened 10 years ago, 6 years ago, 3 years ago, before he got here. WWDSD, what would Dan Snyder do? Probably something similar to this, you know, if he had a social media that he liked to tweet on. That's not how I want to be operating if I'm Jay. And again, my guess on what they were thinking is, here's a chance to defend Carson Wentz. Because what might be most important to them is not a PR hit or what I say on 106.7 The Fan or what you guys think necessarily. What the most important thing for them might be that Carson Wentz feels loved and feels like they got his back. And maybe when he's hitting send, he's going, all right, juice work to squeeze here. Pros and cons. Cons, people are going to write some columns and say some things on the radio, and some fans are going to feel like this was a bad look. Pros, my quarterback feels beloved, and it gives him some added confidence that we're going to support him at every turn in this organization. Maybe it was that simple, if it was that thought out and premeditated. What I would say to that, though, is let Ron Rivera do that. The team president, that's ticket sales. That's business. That's butts and sweets. That's shirt and tie stuff. You're wearing a fitted suit with your initials on the sleeves. Ron Rivera's the football coach. Let him do the Mike Gundy speech if someone needs to, where he stands at the podium and goes, I'm a man. I played for the 85 Bears. I'm 57. I don't know how old he is. Carson's a boy. You don't talk to Carson like that. You got a problem, you come to me. If someone wanted to play the Papa Bear and defend Carson Wentz, which again, isn't necessary because he crushed it. He aced the test. He did everything right. It's over. You won. But okay, we can't let these slights go. You know, Odyssey on a morning show, someone makes a comment that we're not going to be working with them anymore, so we got to send a big press release about how happy we are not to be working with them. Whatever it is, that's fine. They don't do the you make a comment and we take the high road. They don't have that gear. There's no club in the bag there. I get it. So if someone's got to make the comment, let Ron Rivera make the comment. Football person. Football ops. Chose Carson Wentz. Handpicked him. I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. But I want to hear from you guys next. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You can also tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. I guess my thesis would be, it's 2022. We are on the precipice of getting to FedEx Field for a matinee preseason game tomorrow for the first time ever to see this team as the Commanders. It's a new name. It's a new thing. But just like the old thing, we're not talking about football today, are we? And as someone who has invested so much time and energy and passion into this thing for so many years, that's exhausting. We'll hear from you guys next. Joe Theismann, legend, won this town a Super Bowl. Going to stop by in 20 minutes at 3 o'clock. Mike Florio at 4:30. No Danny today. I'm Grant. This is Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grant and Danny without Danny, you're listening to The Fan. We are discussing the Scott Abraham interview with Carson Wentz, the subsequent comments of Jason Wright nationally, sports platforms and non-sports platforms. It's now kind of being made into this issue, I think, this larger issue of the idea that he's going to revoke access over something he didn't like, which I don't think is correct. I don't think that's fair to Jason Wright here. I'm just trying to be as fair as I can. I like both of these guys. I know both of them personally, Scott and Jason, and I think highly of both of them as people. But I think Scott probably would like to have a couple of things he did in the interview back, and I'm quite sure that there's better ways to handle things than popping off on Twitter when you're a team president. I think Jason probably would admit to that. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll effort to in the days ahead, try to get comment and see what those guys think. But let's get to the phones, 800-636-1067. We'll start on line one. Matt is in Austin, Texas, on the Odyssey app. What's up, Matt? How are you?
What's up, Grant? Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm glad to be on and talking about this. I just feel like the level of disrespect, for lack of a better term, has gotten to a point where it's a bit out of hand in how some folks talk to and about the players. And I think some of the narratives that have caught fire are a bit misinformed. Inaccuracy, for example, it's not like Carson can't throw the ball where he wants to. I think it's a lot more about early in preseason or in training camp and OTAs. He was getting pressure, there was no pads. Defensive line was creating a collapse in the pocket. And he just wasn't comfortable yet with the scheme, the progressions.
But Matt, the point isn't like that. And I appreciate the call. It's a good call. Thank you. You're right. There's a lot of reasons you could be inaccurate. It's not even that big of a deal or a problem, I don't think, to be inaccurate in practice. I kind of poured cold water on this idea that we should be overly concerned about practice, Allen Iverson style. We're talking about practice. Frankly, that's not really the debate now. It's a reasonable question to ask him, hey, are the critiques of practice fair? Now, if you want to talk about tone, we could do that. The bigger conversation here is, in a pretty unprecedented way, you had a team official who's here to be a departure from the past, who's worked real hard over a couple of years to build relationships, as he pointed out to Mike Florio, kind of coming after a reporter we didn't reach out to privately. Now, I do think, I have to imagine, I'm sure, there's been a lot of private conversations with Jason Wright and media members about coverage and your tone and the way that they're going to cover the team. I have to imagine that that's the case, and maybe he just felt like it was time to kind of go public. But why he's inaccurate almost has nothing to do with anything. And you're right. I think sometimes I am uncomfortable with how players are asked questions. I think that that's a fair critique, totally. Is this the format or the forum to push back? And is the team president of the business operation the person to be doing that? I think those are also fair questions. Let's go to Dave, who's in Alexandria on line five. What's up, Dave? How are you?
Hey, Grant, first time caller, long time listener, man. Thanks for taking the call. I'm just going to keep it short.
Hit that hooray! Hit that hooray!
Appreciate it. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, man. I'm in the middle of it as far as, you know, people from this team tweeting things out ever since Jack Del Rio. I'm kind of, you know, not happy about all that. But at the same time, with Jason Wright just kind of trying to light a fire up under Carson Wentz and then just show his support and respect for him and show as an organization that we want him here, you know, I don't really have a major problem with that for him taking it as far as he did. You know, the whole situation with the special access with this report, I'm not going to get into it. But as a fan, I don't have a huge issue with Jason Wright tweeting that out.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. I didn't even consider the Del Rio part and the fact that this is not the first Twitter fiasco of sorts for the team this summer. And obviously Del Rio is off Twitter. I don't know if that was by choice or not. But, you know, that probably in some way gets baked into this larger conversation as far as, you know, that they went over the importance of what you're posting on social media and the negative that can come with, you know, being overly opinionated or divisive where it's not necessary on Twitter. I mean, they're not new to this based on what happened with Jack Del Rio. Again, I get when you say he's sticking up for Wentz, he's lighting a fire under his butt. He's not the offensive coordinator. He's not the quarterback's coach, right? So, you know, and maybe Jason, he is a sharp guy and he knows ball. He played in the league. Maybe he kind of feels like, okay, someone should do this. Someone should put our neck out for Carson Wentz and kind of further win him over. Maybe it's a calculated thing in that regard. But it is abnormal is all I'm saying as someone observing this from outside that the team president would be the person doing that. And certainly the day before the preseason game at FedEx Field. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. We'll talk to Joe Theismann, legendary quarterback, Super Bowl champion, as we continue on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.